A strike on Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump signed a new round of sanctions targeting the country to negotiate if the U.S. would lift sanctions. White House correspondent Patsy Wiedekuswara has the latest.
Trump ordered the fresh rounds of sanctions on Monday following weekend reports that the U.S. launched cyber attacks on computers used by Iranian intelligence. Tehran called the attacks a violation of international law and dismissed the latest round of sanctions.
Is there any sanction left for America to impose that has not been imposed on us recently or in the last 40 years? And is there anything they've gained from this?
The administration targeted sanctions on Iran's highest authority, Ayatollah Khamenei, blaming him for the regime's hostile conduct. But some observers question the effectiveness of the sanctions, considering it's unlikely that Khamenei would use financial instruments under American jurisdiction. Patsy Wiedekuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with allies in the region, including Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, to build a coalition against Tehran. He said the U.S. will negotiate with Iran with no preconditions. The hour has come for peace. That's what Secretary Pompeo said Tuesday during an unannounced trip to Afghanistan. Pompeo met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani to discuss ongoing peace talks between the U.S. and the Taliban.
In my meeting with President Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah, we agreed that peace is our highest priority and that Afghanistan must never again serve as a platform for international terrorism.
Pompeo stopped in Afghanistan on his way to New Delhi for meetings with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other officials. We have more on that story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. China is hoping talks later this week between President Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping